This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'm sorry this dark day has come. We're not going to cede our rights that easily, despite the best efforts of the politicized Supreme Court.
Oh, what, you're upset?
Yes, I'm upset. Can't you tell?
And I would like to point out to the Supreme Court justices that the only weapons at the time were muskets. I'm prepared to go back to muskets.
Yeah, it's a freaking musket.
Shut up, man. Shut up, you damn posers.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
For everything.
Putin's price hikes at the pump.
Putin's price hike here at home.
Putin. You should be blaming Putin, if anybody, for this. And to not blame Putin, first of all, is denying reality. And second, frankly, I think is un-American.
Would you say that the war in Ukraine is the primary driver of inflation in America?
No, inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out.
That is clearly correct.
You are correct, sir, yes!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Look. The Unselect Committee from January 6th is back in operation. This is big news. This is good news for the Discovery Channel, HGTV, all the channels that aren't carrying it, because as a Politico reporter admitted today in an interview, she said she'd been talking to Democrat members of Congress, and they concurred that nobody in their districts back home gives a bleep about the January 6th hearings. I think those, they speak for all of us that we don't give a bleep about this. 844-500-4242. I tell you, I'm happy though about the ruling. It was expected, but still it's nonetheless good news. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that New York's proper cause requirement for concealed carry permit issuance is unconstitutional. And this is all about the state of New York denying people permits to carry concealed weapons, and they claimed that the people that filed the case, the Second Amendment activists, I'm going to call them advocates, okay, since the left wing used the word advocates, say that it's unconstitutional to have to prove that you need to carry a firearm. And, you know, the reason it's a good decision is that if you have to prove that you need something, then the authorities, whoever they might be, can decide to deny you the right that you have under the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, to carry a firearm. It can be selectively enforced. And I was so happy. Clarence Thomas, who wrote the decision, the majority decision, 6-3, he cited not only the Second Amendment to the Constitution, he also cited the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which is the Equal Protection Clause. And it's good that he did that, because that's the problem here. You know, if you have people that can make these authorities can make arbitrary decisions on who gets to carry and who doesn't get to carry, well, you know, in unfortunate circumstances like times in which we live right now, political authorities could decide that certain groups that have politically unpopular decisions, that might be members of non-protected classes as opposed to protected classes, would not be allowed to carry firearms. And it's just good that this has been struck down. You know, I'm so old that I can remember when liberals opposed laws that might be enforced selectively, whether it was a concealed weapon law in New York State or whether it was a handheld cell phone law in where I am, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, where a civil libertarian said, you know, it was the point was raised, this gives police another reason, another probable cause reason to stop automobiles being driven by whoever they don't like, i.e. members of minority groups. That was the suggestion at the time. And not that long ago, 10, 15 years ago, most civil libertarians, most quote-unquote liberals went along with that. And they said, yeah, we don't need laws that are not going to be enforced across the board. But that's what we have now right in every facet of American life. You know, we're descending into a banana republic where laws are used against political foes of the deep state, the ruling class, the establishment, whatever you want to call it, the Democrat Party, generally speaking. And these people are just flipping out. And it's this levels the playing field. Would the Brooklyn subway shooter have been deterred by this law? I don't think so. He hated white people. He just wanted to kill white people. Would the Buffalo, I'm just going to New York State here, Buffalo shooter? No, he just hated black people. And by the way, he should have been prohibited from buying a firearm under the red flag law, which the state of New York passed a number of years ago. He was institutionalized for, I think, 36 hours, because he was talking about shooting up his high school. Nobody ever used the red flag law against him. These laws, they sound nice, and they make everybody feel good, and they get a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling, but they're never enforced, or they're only enforced against people that the authorities don't like and want to take down. It's like the January 6th hearing, you know? The January 6th was an insurrection, but because some protesters broke into the Capitol. But when Stephen Colbert's far leftists broke in to another building on the Capitol grounds, that was just a simple prank, you know. When a member of the Nation of Islam kills a member of the Capitol Police, no Capitol Police were killed by the January 6th protesters, but when a Nation of Islam member kills a Capitol Police officer, it's just not even a one news cycle story. It's just gone because it doesn't fit the narrative. If stuff. It's that's all it is. You know, if it doesn't fit the narrative, you just move on from the story. If a member of a protected class is assaulted by a member of an unprotected class, then it's a big story. If it's the other way around, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. These people are insane. This is like the abortion thing too. They're flipping out over nothing. They should be happy that the rights of all people have been taken care of, have been protected, I should say. But they're not. Keith Olbermann, in his usual calm manner, because he went to an Ivy League college, you know, Cornell. It has become necessary to dissolve the Supreme Court of the United States. Really? Okay. Neil Katyal, whoever the hell he is, going to be very weird if the Supreme Court ends a constitutional right to obtain an abortion next week, saying it should be left to the states to decide, right after it imposed a constitutional right to concealed carry of firearms, saying it cannot be left to the states to decide. Well, here's the difference, Mr. Katyal. There is an enumerated right in the United States Constitution to carry a firearm. There is not an enumerated right in the U.S. Constitution to have an abortion. Piers Morgan, a subject of the crown, I believe, not a U.S. citizen. America's response to its recent mass shootings is to make it even easier for Americans to use guns. He works for Rupert Murdoch. I liked working for Rupert Murdoch myself, but you know, sometimes Rupert wants you to toe the line, and the Wall Street Journal, the Fox News, they're all in on the Senate compromise on red flag laws. So he's just going along with the crowd. Marianne Williamson, people will die because of this. She's the crystal candidate of the Democrat campaign in 2020. She might as well have a turban and a cape and a magic eight ball. People will die because of this. You know what? If they can't defend themselves out on the street in anywhere in New York State, they're going to die because of it too. People are going to die anyway. Everyone's going to die. David Weissman, God forbid we ask for proper cause requirements to own weapons. David, let me ask you something. Who's going to decide what a proper cause is? You know the old line from Juvenal, the Latin satirist? Who will guard the guards themselves? Who will decide the proper cause for those who are going to decide our proper cause? Tom Watson, again, who are these people? He calls it the illegitimate SCOTUS. Why is it more illegitimate? Because if it goes against you, it's illegitimate. Governor Kathy Hochul, it is outrageous that at a moment of national reckoning on gun violence, national reckoning? How about national reckoning on crime? How about national reckoning on deinstitutionalization and the need for better policies to protect society from the mentally ill? 844-500-4242. 781. So the Second Amendment only covers muskets, but the 14th covers abortion and gay marriage. You know what? That is a really good point, 781. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night at dawn. You finally fall asleep and bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. You ask yourself, why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible the way I do, there's only one solution, MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance pillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go-anywhere MyPillows. So many products that combine the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. Here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO Extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of those products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Plus, you will get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me. Now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. As you know, the Biden administration, because everything else is under control, they're now moving against nicotine in cigarettes, and they're moving against Juul vaping products. They have everything else under control. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should nicotine products be banned?
No, they shouldn't.
88% say no.
Nicotine may be addictive. I guess it is. I think I've been addicted to it in the past. But I don't think that's the ingredient in cigarettes that causes cancer. So
I think it's the inhaling smoke part
right,
that does that.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So why do they want to do away with nicotine? Nicotine is a drug that does not render you insensate or stupid. That's a better word, stupid. But they want to legalize marijuana, but they want to outlaw nicotine. Makes no sense to me. No, they should not outlaw nicotine.
Yeah, 88% say no. I mean, but it's the perfect approach if you want to dumb down society even more.
Right. I agree. And they want to take, and you know, you keep the, well, you know, it's only those guys in pickup trucks that are smoking cigarettes. Well, you know, there's something you like to do. Well, how about we next say that you can't put yard signs out with rainbow flags next? Well, that's the next thing we'll outlaw. If, you know, just because you're trying to outlaw. What?
You promise?
I'm just saying, you know, you think you can outlaw stuff we like? Maybe we can outlaw stuff you like down the road. We can, you know, it's what goes around comes around. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, just be careful what you wish for, you know, and it's the same thing with these, you want to be able to decide who can carry a gun. You can make the moral decision. You're the font of wisdom. Well, maybe someday someone else that you don't like will be the font of wisdom and decide that you can't do X, whatever you like to do. You can't do it anymore. 8-4. Well, maybe we'll do some, maybe Republicans will do background checks on Democrats rather than vice versa. You think it's fine for Democrats to do it on Republicans or liberals to do it on conservatives or left wingers to do it on people who aren't left wingers? Well, maybe it can go the other way.
We can abolish people in costume from libraries, so drag queens are out the window.
That would be good. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie, thank you so much for taking my call. I've been a fan of yours since the Wingo days, okay? when the Herald first went to the tabloid format, and everybody said it was going to crash, you know?
Thank
you. But anyways, I love you, buddy. Really, I do. And I really was great to meet you at Fun Spot that time, too, you know? Anyways, but a quick aside is that muskets were weapons of war at the time the Second Amendment was written, number one. But also that this 6-3 finding is such reassurance that these red flag laws they're trying to put in, they're going to be found unconstitutional, too, because there's no due process, okay? And so there's nothing to worry about. But one thing it did, though, it showed us who our enemies are, and let's vote them out. They showed their colors. Let's get them out of there.
Well, you know, the Wall Street Journal, owned by Rupert Murdoch, who's now getting a divorce from his fourth wife, the ex of Mr. Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones, Jerry Hall, you know, they're saying, oh, well, there are plenty of guarantees in the Senate bill that there will be due process. Really? There will be due? You know, I don't buy any of that stuff anymore. I remember what, look at the FISA courts. You know, there's a word ex parte. That's a Latin expression. That means that only one side is presenting a case in court. Ex parte proceedings. That's what the FISA courts are. And I have a feeling that's what most of these red flag hearings would be. You know, someone walks in and says he's a dangerous person. Why? He has a Trump sticker. He has a Trump sign in his yard. Or he has a Gadsden flag in his yard. Or he has a support the Second Amendment bumper sticker on his F-150. So he's obviously a danger to the community. Well, we'll grab his guns and then we'll have a hearing later on. What are the chances of getting back a gun? You think I'm being paranoid here? I don't think I am. Look at what was done with the FISA courts. The FISA courts were just supposed to deal with terrorist threats. And, you know, at the time, the ACLU and the Libs said this can be abused, and most of us just look the other way. And look what it was used for. It was used to oppress members of the resistance, meaning Republicans, meaning Donald Trump, Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, Michael Flynn. They went after them because of their political beliefs. They tried to put them in prison. I'm not in favor of red flag laws. I want hearings. I want due process right down the line, 100%. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Does the January 6th hearing break through at all? Is this more proof it does not?
I don't think it does. I've talked to two separate Democratic members of Congress in the last couple of weeks about January 6th. Obviously, can't say who. And both of them have said offhandedly, nobody gives a bleep about January 6th when they're talking about their districts and the way that elections play out.
Obviously true. That's a Politico reporter. You know, that's a Democrat religious tract. And if they're admitting it, it makes her a heretic to say that, but that's true. By the way, breaking news from the Wall Street Journal. Remember David Tepper? He was the richest guy in New Jersey. And they went to a graduated income tax and he said, I'm out of here.
Yes.
And they had to rewrite the whole state budget because I think he was paying $50 million a year.
What was he rich from?
Hedge funds. I think he owns one of the, he may own the Carolina Panthers. He owns some professional sports team now.
When in doubt, it's probably a hedge fund.
Anyway, Ken Griffin, you ever hear of him? He's a hedge fund guy from...
Isn't he a baseball player?
This is the other Ken Griffin. This is billionaire Ken Griffin. He's relocating his big hedge fund firm, Citadel, from Chicago to Miami. The third major employer to announce the move of a corporate headquarters from Illinois in the past 2 months. He said he personally moved to Florida. So he's saving a lot of money on income taxes.
This guy's name's Ken Griffin, you said?
Ken Griffin, yeah. And his market-making business, Citadel Securities, would also transfer. He said he views Florida as a better corporate environment, and though he wouldn't specifically cite crime as a factor, company officials said it was a consideration. Last week, by the way, in the city of Chicago, the weekend, 10 people were gunned down in violence, 61 wounded. But 10, they were in double digits, the city with broad shoulders.
You know, if you wanted to convince Ken Griffin not to move his company to Florida, I have a good idea.
What's that?
You just tell him that in Florida, Ron DeSantis is not going to mandate six-month-olds getting vaccines, and that might change his mind.
Right. And the leading supermarket chain in the Sunshine State, Publix, is not even going to offer vaccinations to your infant. How dare they?
Yeah, it's out of control in Florida right now. You know that, Howie. I don't have to tell you. Speaking of, this is actually a really good segue for Florida because my first story has to do, it's a little bit of real estate news. There was a giant house, and it wasn't in Palm Beach, Howie. It was like off of Palm Beach?
Manalapan, just south of Palm Beach.
And I had told Howie about this a couple days ago. I had said, oh, did you see that piece of property that they're talking about? It's going to break a record in Palm Beach, which is really saying something because all the houses there go for a lot of money. Well, it has sold for $173 million.
Well, see, but the market's obviously peaked because they were asking $175 million for it. And they bargained them down to they bargained them down from $173.
Do you think the seller's upset?
I think he's really bummed out. Again, I've talked before about how Donald Trump one time when he was still a developer, he wasn't running for president. He wanted to be he bought this house from a bankrupt nursing home operator here in Massachusetts, and he wanted to be the first guy in Palm Beach to sell a property for $100 million, and you know. That seems like ancient history now, doesn't it? It was like, oh, it must have been 7-8 years ago. And now the top price is $173 million.
We all have different dreams. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, where I lease my RAV4. I love the staff there. I enjoyed the car leasing experience, and you'll enjoy it too. It's easy, personalized, and it moves at your own pace. Car buying or leasing the way you want it to be. ToyotaofPortsmouth.com. Now, Howie, the big news of the day, which I know you're going to cover a lot today, is this decision from the Supreme Court.
It's great news.
Not if you're Keith Olbermann, it's not.
He wants to abolish the Supreme Court. And Nancy, Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, says she's going to call a special legislative session to figure out how to abrogate the Bill of Rights to the United States Constitution.
Let us know how that works out, Kathy.
Good luck.
Keith Olbermann also called Amy Coney Barrett a paralegal. Who do you think would win in a battle?
What?
Who do you think would win in a battle of wits between Keith and Amy Coney Barrett?
Sometimes I'm glad I'm not an Ivy League graduate, but if I were an Ivy League person, I would be saying, "Can we get Cornell out of there?" Just because Keith Olbermann is a graduate.
Yeah, you could do that with every one of them.
Yeah, KJP went to Columbia, but I think Olbermann is even more of an embarrassment than KJP is.
Yeah, he's unhinged. He doesn't say anything unless he's yelling, and he gets that kind of like foamy spit in the corners of his mouth because he gets so rabid about things. But yeah, he's very upset about this decision.
He reached his Peter principle when he was reading baseball scores on Channel 5, in my opinion.
He
should have stuck to that. He was good at that.
I know you're going to talk a lot about this, so I'm going to read a couple of other news stories just to get them in here. Juul hoarders are stocking up on e-cigarettes.
Who could have ever predicted this? What happened? What happened in 1919 when Prohibition went into effect? I think people stashed a lot of booze in their basements, didn't they?
Yeah, well,
soon they were making bootleg booze.
They tried at one point to ban the flavors. I think they did ban the flavors, and I think I've still run into people who, believe it or not, have flavored Juuls.
So
you run into that cloud of cotton candy smelling vapor.
Yeah, that mango. I remember mango was a thing for a while. It's so gross. When people are vaping around me and I can smell the fruity flavor, I'm like, can you please?
But it's less dangerous to people than smoking cigarettes. What do they want them to do? Go back to smoking cigarettes and getting lung cancer? But then they say, well, no, we're going to take care of that because we're going to take nicotine out of the cigarettes. So my feeling is, guess what? People will start finding a way to add the nicotine to the cigarettes. Suddenly you have created a market for bootleg nicotine.
Yeah.
I mean, what? They're insane. And don't they have a few bigger problems like the price of fuel, like the supply chain?
The open border.
Like the open borders. Let me put it to you this way. What's a bigger problem to the United States right now? Fentanyl, nicotine. I rest my case, Your Honor. I move for a directed verdict of acquittal of the nicotine and the Juul and the tobacco industry.
You know what else, Howie? It's also a case of, and you're totally right about that, this administration, among many of their problems, they have a problem with prioritizing. But another thing that it makes me think of is the people they're going to tick off. Like, you think about it. If you don't use Juuls, okay, or if you don't vape, which I don't think you do.
No.
Do I have that right?
I do not.
I think I'd be aware at this point of how he was vaping in his office. Then this decision, you're going to realize how ridiculous it is, but it's not really going to change your life all that much. But the people who vape love to vape. I mean, they're addicted.
Right.
So now those people are going to be angry at you. It just feels like a weird thing to fight on.
Well, what about menthol? I mean, menthol cigarettes are predominantly smoked by African Americans. So we talk about desperate treatment of the African American community by law enforcement. So now we're going to add a law that makes it illegal to use a product that they use more than any other ethnic group. So how is that part of the package for equity in America?
Yeah, and I feel as though in this country, you're allowed to have your vices and you can decide what those are. Some people eat a lot of candy. Some people smoke cigarettes. Some people drink booze. But it's not up to the government. And like you said, it doesn't work. It's not a situation where if Big Brother says you can't smoke, the people are actually going to quit cold turkey. It has to come from within.
I would like to know if there was, I don't think there are any statistics, but I would like to know how much the consumption, not the tax consumption, but the actual consumption of menthol cigarettes has decreased in Massachusetts since they banned menthol cigarettes.
Taylor, why are you laughing at that comment?
It's just Just so inspirational.
No, I wasn't trying to sound like I'm trying to get people to quit.
It's to come from within.
I'm just saying, you know, Joe Biden saying to you, you can't juul anymore. That's not going to do the trick.
You have to be the change for you.
Be the change you wish to see in the world.
If you want to use juul, you're under arrest. If you want to smoke crack, here's a free pipe.
Yeah.
From the government. A free pipe. And if you're in Boston, come to Boston. You will not only get a free crack pipe, you will get a free meth pipe.
And you can get injected at a safe site of the drug of your choice.
What am I missing here?
A lot. We're missing a lot. There's a lot that's missing. Lastly, Howie, we are talking a lot today about the Supreme Court's decision regarding this law in New York, but there's also, soon there's going to be a decision on Roe versus Wade, and you know what that's going to mean. That means all of these unhinged protesters are going to go even more berserk, if that's even possible. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to read you an update here from Washington Examiner. Pro-abortion activists vandalized building housing Representative Wahlberg's district office. It's a group that they're claiming to be affiliated with the far-left abortion advocacy group Jane's Revenge, which, scary name for
a
group.
It's a terrorist group.
Yeah, images of the damage were released by Wahlberg's campaign, and they show a smashed window, a damaged door, and broken glass littered on the ground.
They're passing out leaflets in D.C. We talked about this yesterday in all caps, and it says, you know, you said you were going to riot. Now is going to be your chance to riot. If we're not safe, you're not safe. Now, just imagine, they're having hearings now about January 6th, which nobody cares about. We understand that.
Yeah, the ratings
aren't
good.
The Democrats know no one cares about it. But suppose the Proud Boys or Donald Trump's organization had been passing out leaflets saying now's the time to riot. Would that be a big story? But Jane's Revenge is not getting any mention anywhere except at a few places like this and in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, when Donald Trump said peacefully protest, that got more play than any of these things, than any instruction to riot ever would. By the way, just one last thing, Howie. You keep mentioning January 6th. You played that cut from, I believe, MSNBC, where the woman was saying, you know, it's not having an effect. We had reported last week, I think it was, or maybe 2 weeks ago when this first started, that the ratings were 20 million, according to the New York Times.
Yes.
And I wanted to read you this from The Hill. Looking at the numbers, the answers appear to be mostly no. Opening night in primetime did attract nearly 20 million viewers, which some in the media touted as a real indicator that these hearings were resonating with voters.
Yeah, but it was a roadblock. I mean, it was, except for Fox, it was every network. I think even Newsmax ran it.
It says, but in context, nearly 20 million across a dozen networks isn't all that great. The evening newscasts on ABC, NBC, and CBS draw an average of 18 to 20 million viewers per night. So when we hear that almost 20 million people watch the January 6th hearings, along with six other networks, suddenly that viewership doesn't look so hot.
Yeah, no, I don't.
And I'm sure it's only gone down since then. I think the first night was
the biggest. What was it they said? Young Sheldon on CBS?
Yeah.
There was the previous week.
Got about double.
It was a rerun. And it got 6 million people, and then this much touted hearing with the guy from ABC News, you know, who was mainly the guy who was covering up anything about Weinstein or Epstein, and it got half of what a Young Sheldon rerun got.
You know what? If Young Sheldon wants to have even more viewers, Howie, you know what they should do? They should run Young Sheldon on all the networks. I bet they could bring in more than 20 million. Just an idea, free idea.
Be a lot of people going out to buy jewels before they're outlawed. If jewels are outlawed, only outlaws will have jewels. Remember that. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Stop procrastinating and start taking Balance 7. It's my go-to drink to give me energy throughout the day. You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks loaded with caffeine because you know what happens. You just crash later in the day. I recently learned why Balance 7 is so good for me. It dilutes the acid that has built up over the years from eating acidic foods. When the acid is neutralized, the immune system is able to function as if I were 20 again. If your diet includes any of the following, beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 helps drive out the acid so you feel better and sleep better. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, and joint discomfort. Often I'm asked to try a product and I can be skeptical. But when Balance 7 took a break from advertising last fall, I kept buying it because I liked the product. It was a product I had noticed made a difference in my life. They sent me an email thanking me for my loyalty, but I wasn't trying to be loyal. I just liked it. It works for me. It's made from all safe, natural ingredients. It works perfectly in harmony with your body. If you suffer from low energy, heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, all this can happen because of too much acid built up in your body. Give Balance 7 a try. It's made in America. It's sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order now at balance7.com. That's balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. When you use code word Howie, you'll save $10 and you'll also receive free shipping. Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. And don't forget code Howie. Please don't be stubborn. Order now. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal, investment, or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.
Joining us now is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, to talk about the markets and your investments. Kevin, let me just ask you something about something I've been hearing more people talking about lately, which is annuities. What's your take on annuities in these troubled times?
Well, it's an interesting question. You got to be careful of some of the annuities out there. We're a fan of bringing, if it fits the situation, bringing an annuity to the table, but I would stay clear of a variable annuity. And probably only look at the fixed annuities. Lately, we've been getting 3.5%, 3.75% interest rates on fixed annuities that are out there right now. People want to take money from a CD in a bank and get something on their money better than a bank CD rate. A fixed annuity might be a good fit.
So, yeah, are you getting more people asking you about fixed annuities?
I am because obviously with the market volatility, people want some safety in their
right.
portfolio. Now, probably 5 months ago was the time that I had questions about fixed annuities. You know what I mean? Fixed index annuities.
We're all small fish. We move behind everybody else. We didn't get into natural gas, unlike Jerry Jones, for instance,
Yeah. Here's what happened. Interesting. This past week, the Japanese had to throw, billions and billions of dollars behind their currency because we keep raising rates and they're not. So it's making their currency go down. And so that was a real problem in the markets. It was an underlying problem with the markets. Once they put some support behind the Japanese currency, our market started to rebound a couple of days ago. So just a little interesting factoid. Watch the currency market because it is affecting our stock markets here in the United States.
What do you got to offer our listeners today, Kevin Frisbee, for financial advice?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to give away that $100 challenge again. If somebody has $100,000 in investable assets and they want to go through the portfolio x-ray with us and basically get a breakdown of their current portfolio and how much risk they have and those type of things, we'll give a $100 bill away. And there's no obligation to do any business with us. I know a lot of your listeners have called in the past few weeks to take advantage of that. So if they want to do that, if somebody wants to take advantage of that $100 challenge and get that portfolio x-ray done, they can call us at 1-800-989-9100, Howie.
Give me that number again.
That's 1-800-989-9100.
And what's the website?
They can find us at frisbeebenefits.com. Frisbee spelled I-E in the end and benefits with an S, plural.com. And they can kick us an email, too, if they want to take advantage of that.
All right. And watch out. If you're thinking about annuities, watch out for variable annuities. Maybe fixed annuities are okay, but variable annuities, watch out. Kevin Frisbee, give us the number one more time.
1-800-989-9100, Howie.
Thank you, Kevin Frisbee, financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.